This is Chapter 1 and 2 of The Sincere Huron. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Sincere Huron, or L'Ingenu, by Voltaire, translated by Francis Ashmore. Chapter 1. One day, St. Dunstan, an Irishman by nation, and a saint by trade, quitted Ireland, riding on a small mountain which took its course towards the coast of France, and set his saintship down in the Bay of St. Malo. As soon as he had alighted, he gave his blessing to the mountain, which, after some profound bows, politely took its leave and returned to its former situation. On this spot, St. Dunstan laid the foundation of a small priory, and gave it the name of Priory Mountain, which it still retains, as everyone knows. In the year 1689, on the 15th day of July, in the evening, the Abbot Kirkabon, prior of Our Lady of the Mountain, happened to take the air along the shore with his sister. The prior, now a little declined in age, was a very good pastor, greatly beloved of his neighbors, as he had formerly been of their wives. What added most to the respect paid him was that among all his clerical neighbors he only could walk to bed after supper. He was tolerably read in theology, and when weary of reading St. Augustine, he refreshed himself with Rabelais, so that all the world spoke well of him. Mademoiselle Kirkabon, who had never been married, notwithstanding her hearty wishes to be so, had preserved a freshness of complexion in her 45th year. Her character was that of a good and sensible woman. She was fond of pleasure, and was a devotee. As they walked, the prior, looking on the sea, said to his sister, "It is here, alas, that our poor brother embarked with our dear sister-in-law, Madame Kirkabon, his wife, on board the Swallow frigate 20 years ago, to serve the king in Canada. Had he not been killed, we might probably see him again." "Do you believe," says Mademoiselle Kirkabon, "that our sister-in-law was eaten by the Cherokees, as we have been told?" "Certain it is. Had they not eaten her, she would have come back. I shall grieve for her all my life. She was a charming woman, and our brother, who had a great deal of understanding, would no doubt have obtained a large fortune." They were thus expressing themselves with mutual tenderness, when they perceived a small ship enter the Bay of Rents with the tide. The vessel was from England, and came to sell provisions. The crew instantly leaped on shore without taking any notice of the
sample complete. Ready to continue?